Is there any benefit for us to visit the tombs of the Perfect Master, you know, Baba's Master?
Yes, of course, it is beneficial, but it is, Baba said, it is beneficial, because his perfect master is the one who precipitated the advent of the Lord on earth for the sake of humanity. It is beneficial. But then Baba says, when you have got connection with me, it has become unnecessary now. That's what he told us. It is not necessary. It is beneficial for those who have not come in the orbit of my love. But once you are in the orbit of my love, and a ray of my love has penetrated into your hearts, and you have come to know about my advent, it is not necessary to pay visit to the perfect ones. But it is always a blessing to visit them and pay your obeisance for humanity.
So, that's a little confusing to me. So, is that beneficial? It's not necessary.
For you, it is not. If you are what you call pierced by the arrow of his love, it's not necessary.
But there's still benefit in doing it. In going, there's still benefit.
Okay, I'll tell you another story. One thing leads to another. I'll first tell his story. The thing is that what had happened is, one day a family had come over here. I think it was Jagat Murari, who was the film director of India, from Pune. His family had come. He, his wife and his children, they have come here in the morning. They came early. They knew that Baba, Jagat Murari knew about Baba. So they have come, and Baba is happy to receive them, and as usual, giving them his personal touch and contact and humor and everything. So they are all seated around him. So Baba looks at them and says, "So early, what time did you start from Pune?" "Baba, we started early at 5 o'clock and have arrived here. It was 8 o'clock in the morning here." "So early and all that. But then you didn't have your breakfast or anything like that, sir? You didn't have anything to eat? You come like that?" This is Baba, our tradition, because he was a Hindu. So our tradition is that when we pay a visit to the Great One, we always observe fast and then come here. Maybe I'm not that Great One for you all to observe fast like that and come to me. That is for the saints and yogis and others, Mahatmas and all that. Not for me. You know what happens? Now that I would like to tell you something and all that, and you are hungry, so all the time your thoughts are fill your stomach. But once your stomach is full, then you can pay, concentrate upon what I am telling you and digest that. So that's the story. So that was, such humor would be there. Family has come now, pay visit, and he tells them this. Always eat and then come to me, so that you can concentrate on what I am saying and absorb whatever I give you. That's how it is. Yeah, what was our... Yeah.